Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to go back in time and listen to some of my older broadcasts of In Transition. And I thought it would be nice to go back in time and listen to what I was up to music-wise. So just sit back and enjoy. This is In Transition on CHUO FM. Starting off the show today, we're going to start off with Alain Caron from his album Conversations. And this song is entitled Blue Screen. Thank you. the beautiful trumpet sounds of Chet Baker from his album Chet Baker with Strings, released on the Columbia label. This is I Love You. That note that Chet ended that last piece on. That was a song entitled I Love You. That was from his album Chet Baker with Strings on the Columbia Legacy label. Thank you. That was music from Canada's own Mike Murley and his quartet. Mike Murley on tenor sax and also on this CD, soprano sax. In fact, the name of the album is called Departure, and it features Dave Ristovo on piano, Jim Vivian on bass, and Ted Warren on drums. The song we just heard was a beautiful song called Dig Diz, tribute to Dizzy Gillespie. And the album is released on a label called Cornerstone Records. So you might want to pick this one up. If you're interested in some of the fine Canadian jazz that's being made these days, you might want to pick this one up. Again, the name of the album is called Departure.
For in-depth interviews with the movers and shakers of the local activism scene, protest songs, and critical thinking, tune into the 5 o'clock train every Thursday at 5 p.m. Your host, the infamous University of Ottawa professor Denis Fancool, delves deep into Ottawa's alternative culture and explores resistance movements across the planet. The 5 o'clock train, proof that the global social justice movement is alive and well, every Thursday at 5 p.m. only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
This is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special retrospective edition of In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1.
the one and only Miles Davis. Taken from his album Someday My Prince Will Come, we listen to the title track. And this album is one of the great albums that Miles Davis made for Columbia back in the early 60s. And this album features John Coltrane and Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. And this is a must-have for any serious record jazz collector. Miles Davis's Columbia release, Someday My Prince Will Come. And I believe it's available on CD now. I'm not sure I have the vinyl copy, but you might want to check that out in your local record store. And up next, we've got Keith Dunham. Now, Keith Dunham was a protege of pianist Cliff Jackson. He carries on the tradition of James P. Johnson, Fats Waller, Lucky Roberts, and Willie the Lion Smith, among others. I thought we'd listen to two tracks. The first one is a Dunham original entitled Blue Stripe Blues, and then we'll follow that up with a classic Earl Hines composition entitled Rosetta. This is Keith Dunham on In Transition.
Thank you.
That was music from Keith Dunham. We listened to two tracks, Earl Hines' Rosetta and Blue Stripe Blues.
Kinky is hip. Kinky is hot. Kinky is Asian, but not. Kinky is tasty. Kinky is mouth-watering sushi creations and so much more. Kinky is inspired. Kinky is delicious. Kinky has vegetarian and vegan night for the conscious palate every Wednesday. Tantalizing Thursdays featuring live jazz performances and free manicures. Extreme sushi happy hour offered daily for after work and late night appetites. Kinky is where you want to be. Get kinky. 41 York Street in the Byward Market or visit kinky.ca.
Rétro Radio, c'est un pot-pourri culturel. La musique québécoise des années 60 à nos jours, un aperçu des nouveaux films en salle et de répertoire, et des invités qui viennent nous parler de leurs nouveaux projets artistiques.
Sur Québec Air, Transworld, Northern, Eastern, Western, Pipan American.
Rétro Radio, une émission animée par Rémi-Serge Graton et André Saint-Jacques, tous les mardis de 10h à 11h à CHUO 89,1 FM, la radio de l'Université d'Ottawa.
My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. Now, here's someone I think is coming to the Ottawa Jazz Festival this summer, Marilyn Lerner. And this is a recording that she made this year. Actually, it was December 13th, 14th, and 15th. It was recorded at the Winnipeg Art Gallery in 1993, and she plays a beautiful Bösendorfer grand piano. This is a track that she wrote called News Travels Fast in the Desert. Dick DeGraff and Tony Lakatos from their album New York Straight Ahead. This one is called December.
That was music from saxist Dick DeGraff and Tony Lakatos, both sharing tenor and soprano sax. That was a composition from pianist Mark Van Roon entitled December. Santi DiBriano was on bass and Billy Hart was on drums. And the album is called New York Straight Ahead, and it's on the Dutch label Challenge Records, and it was recorded in 1996. A new release from Canadian vocalist Diane Krall was released this summer for the Verve label, and we're going to listen to her version of Gershwin's But Not For Me.
But not for me. Lucky stars above, but not for me. Would love to lead the way. Found more clouds of gray. Than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall. Get that way. High holiness, also like a day. When every happy plot turns into a guess is not for me. I guess he's not for me. Mm-hmm. I guess he's not for me.
Keep an ear and an eye out for Diana Krall's latest Verve release. I'm not quite sure what it's called because I'm not sure if it's released yet. All I have is that it's supposed to be released summer of 2001. And if you do have it, that's great. But if you don't, certainly check it out. That was Gershwin's But Not For Me.
There's no doubt this drought has been hard on area farmers, but there's one farm you can still count on producing top-quality, fresh, organic vegetables. River Glen Farm, located near Carling and Moody in Ottawa's Greenbelt, is open for market 3 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 7, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. Not only are they stocked with tons of fresh vegetables, you can actually see their garden, chickens, and animals, and you can meet the people who grow your food in this inspiring setting. You can find them on Facebook or check out www.riverglenfarm.ca. That's riverglenfarm.ca.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
This is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special retrospective edition of In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. I'm going to continue now with one of the great musicians to come out of Montreal, Mr. Paul Blais, and he recorded an album entitled Alone Again on his own label, Improvising Artists. This is a solo recording, and we're going to listen to a composition of Paul's. This one is called Lovers.
Thank you.
Paul Blair from his album Alone Again, and we heard an original from Paul entitled Lovers. Thank you. Music from Chuck Mangione, and the exact date on that particular piece was March the 8th, 1961, featuring Sal Nistico on tenor sax. And Sal also wrote that last piece that we heard called What's Happening. Gap Mangione on piano, that's Chuck Mangione's brother, Steve Davis on bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums. And before that we heard a Charlie Parker composition entitled Bigfoot, and that was taken from an album called Ricurdo. The first one was taken from Hey Baby by the Jazz Brothers featuring Chuck Mangione. And on that particular track, we heard Joe Romano on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums, recorded July 31st, 1962.
From Amadeus Mozart to John Zorn. Detours through the mind of Glenn Gould. If you want to discover or rediscover music of the Byzantine, Baroque, classical, romantic, or contemporary period, listen to Quid Novi every Wednesday morning at 10 on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
My name is Randy McElligott, and I have to tell you, it looks like the weather is really cooperating out there. They were calling for rain and showers today, but it looks like the sun is poking through, and it's going to be a nice day, although it will be on the cool side. Now, I have something very special to announce today. On October 1st, there's going to be a great show coming to town, and I urge you to all go and see it. It's going to take place at the National Arts Center 4th Stage, and that's at 53 Elgin Street. It's at 7:30 p.m., and tickets are only $25. It's presented by the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. And the musical act that's going to be appearing is the Wilhelm Breuker Collective. And they're celebrating the strength and timelessness of Breuker's music with a seven-city tour titled Wilhelm Breuker, 45 Years Composing His World. And I have to tell you that this is probably going to be one of the most exciting concerts that you'll ever see. The music is challenging, the music is invigorating, and I can't say enough about it. So you might want to check that out. That's Monday, October the 1st at the National Arts Center, 4th Stage, 53 Elgin Street at 7:30 p.m. And tickets are only $25. You can call 888-991-2787 for more information. Now let's get back to the music. This is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special retrospective edition of In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1.
Hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Hush, hush, somebody's calling my name.
Excellent classical recordings. That was Kathleen Battle From an album that she did on the Sony Classical label, it's called So Many Stars, we heard Hush. Christian McBride was on bass there, and there was also some very subtle percussion going on in the background. And it gives you an idea of this very talented woman, Kathleen Battle.
Right now we're going to listen to percussionist Roland Vasquez. And this is from his latest CD. It's called The Best of the L.A. Jazz Ensemble. Before Roland went solo, he was involved in a band called the L.A. Jazz Ensemble, which was a real influential band at the time. And this is a compilation from a couple of albums that were released. One of them is called Urantia, and the other one's called In the Life Before. We're going to listen to a track called Atina, and then we're going to follow that up with music from Paulino Della Porta from his latest CD, Tales, and we'll listen to a track called Kandinsky. But right now, here's Roland Vasquez with Atina.
Thank you.
music from bassist Paulino Della Porta, and that was a song entitled Landinsky, written by Paulino, and that's from his album Tales, also featuring trumpet and flugelhorn of Kenny Wheeler, Stefano Battaglia on piano, and Bill Elgart on drums. And this release is on the Soul Note label. I know these are available if you're interested in picking it up. It's a pretty good CD. Some interesting explorations by Kenny Wheeler and company.
Tu recherches de l'humour, de la politique, des nouveautés musicales? Les mardis soirs sur CHUO, on a une programmation francophone qui contient tout ça.
À 18h,
on rigole au son du macaque show.
À 19h,
place à la politique avec Dysfonction publique.
Puis on termine en musique francophone à 20h avec La Chasse.
Encore une fois, c'est le mardi soir sur CHUO 89,1 FM à partir de 18h.
Et c'est en français.
This is it. You're planning your next big night out. Want to go out dancing? Want to see a great live music show? Do you want to meet up with friends, have a drink, and share in a little piece of local history? Believe it or not, there's a great venue where you can do all these things, and it's right on your front doorstep. Le Petit Chicago at 50 Promenade du Portage has it all. Best way to find out about Latin night, live music, and all the other great events that go down in this classic meeting place, PetitChicago.ca. Come, check out the monthly calendar at PetitChicago.ca. Petit Chicago has something for the music lover and everyone.
My name is Randy McElligan, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO FM, and we're going to... Let's see what we've got now. Well, we've got some great music now from Nina Simone, one of my favorite vocalists. And this is a recording that she made in 1964 in New York. The album is called Let It All Out. It's on the Philips label. And this one we've got Rudy Stevenson on guitar, Lyle Atkinson on bass, and Bobby Hamilton on drums. And here she is doing Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart's composition, Little Girl Blue.
Ain't no use, old girl. might as well surrender, 'cause your hopes are getting slender. 'Cause your hopes are getting slender. Why won't somebody send a
Simone with Little Girl Blue, and that was from her album entitled Let It All Out. Thank you. was Doug Riley from his album entitled Dreams, released on the PM label, and a composition called In My Life, featuring Michael Stewart, Don Thompson, and Claude Ranger. Here's a fine example of Arnett Cobb's ballad playing, and this is a real test of any true musician's worth, if that's the right word for it. Arnett Cobb used to play I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You when he toured the theaters, but he never recorded it before because he felt that so many had done so in the past. This is a showcase for a smooth, relaxed Arnett Cobb who solos throughout and makes one wonder why he didn't record this tune before. Well, we'll listen right now as we listen to featured artists Buster Cooper on trombone, Austin Mitchell on organ, George DeVivier on bass, Ozzie Johnson on drums, and the great Arnett Cobb on tenor sax as he plays I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, music from Arnett Cobb and a beautiful reading, actually a beautiful rendition of I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, and that was taken from his LP entitled Smooth Sailing.
Or lease from in the morning.
This could be your 30 seconds. This CHUO sales department wants to remind you that we support local businesses by providing access to valuable airtime at affordable prices. We can plan the campaign, write the script, pick the background music, and voice your ad. We're pretty talented, don't you think? Think about advertising your business on CHUO FM 89. Write sales at chuo.fm or call Karen at 562-5965.
There's no doubt this drought has been hard on area farmers, but there's one farm you can still count on producing top-quality, fresh, organic vegetables. River Glen Farm, located near Carling and Moody in Ottawa's Greenbelt, is open for market 3 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 7, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. Not only are they stocked with tons of fresh vegetables, you can actually see their garden, chickens, and animals, and you can meet the people who grow your food in this inspiring setting. You can find them on Facebook or check out www.riverglenfarm.ca. That's riverglenfarm.ca.
This is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special retrospective edition of In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1.
greatest blowing sax players ever in jazz, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, with a tune that I think came from a TV show. There was a TV show back in the late 50s, early 60s called Have Gun, Will Travel. And the name of that song we just heard was called Have Horn, Will Blow. And I tell you, the people that are on this album, there are a who's who of jazz musicians. George DeVivier on bass, Arthur Edgehill on drums, Shirley Scott on organ, Wailing Way on that last tune, and Jerome Richardson sharing the sax chair with Eddie on this session, as well as flute. And this was taken from Eddie's album entitled Cookbook Volume 1. Highly recommended. A beautiful rendition of April in Paris from Sammy Davis Jr. with Count Basie.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace, till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my December, but as far as I know, April in Paris. One more time. I feel in my heart, April in Paris.
You're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're tuned to 89.1 on your FM dial. Billy Taylor's up next with a composition from his album It's a Matter of Pride. Here is I'm a Lover. we have time for just one more number, so we're going to go out with music from John Abercrombie and Kelly Wheeler, a track called The Jigsaw.
Thank you.
Well, that wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next Sunday with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.